my name is Vanessa. I'm here with my friend Andy, and today we would like to talk about a current topic that is affecting people worldwide. How is lockdown affecting humans as social creatures? What do you think, Andy?
As you know, we human beings are social creatures by nature. Therefore, we have to cope with this new reality. Everyone has different coping mechanisms. For example, people like to read or call with friends and families, doing some sports or going outside to nature. Do you know any other coping mechanisms, Vanessa?
Yes, you could also try some relaxation techniques like meditation or yoga. Or you could try cooking or baking. Or if you like to move a lot, then you can dance. And you could also do some fitness at home. Or if you're a playful person, then you can play some games, or you can be creative, like, for example, painting, drawing, singing, writing songs, or playing instruments. And also a really nice thing to do is learn something new. For example, a new language, or get some new skills that you can use in your daily life, or learn to play an instrument, or learn a new sport, or a new dance style like breakdance, hip-hop dance, or ballet, or something like this.
Yeah, I happen to know a friend who's learning to play the ukulele. And despite the fact that she has to stay at home all the time, she's trying to keep her body and mind active. She's also making weekly phone calls with friends from all around the world.
So in conclusion, we can say that even though there are a lot of regulations due to the pandemic and this situation is challenging for many people, they still find ways to connect with one another and take care of their mental health. So thank you for listening and have a great day.